As sunlight fades from the evening sky, Leslie Sturgis checks on a colony of bats she has been monitoring. The bats gather at the portals of their summer homes, these wooden bat boxes hung on a pole in a suburban park. One by one, the small brown bats take flight into darkness, hunting for insects and small bugs. But Sturgis says she is concerned that her count reveals only half the number of bats as last year. She hopes some have made an early return to the cave, where they hibernate in winter.
Yeah, my hope is that a lot of the colony already moved out, but I can't be that optimistic as far as bats are concerned in the mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, so there's Titan, and then this is a younger one.
Sturgis is director of a conservation group called Bat World Nova. She cares for injured and orphaned bats here in her basement. She then releases them back to the wild.
All right, monkey, you can have it.
Bat populations are declining worldwide, mostly because of habitat destruction and overuse of pesticides. Sturgis says common fears that bats will fly into your hair or that bats carry the deadly rabies virus also contribute to human intolerance of bat populations.
You hear a lot of people refer to bats as filthy, but they aren't. They groom like cats and dogs do. They use these toes back here to actually comb their fur out.
Silly lady.
Sturgis also teaches the importance of bats at nature centers and in schools. Her goal is to promote their protection and conservation by stressing the positive things bats contribute to the environment.
In North America, their primary role is pest control for plant-eating insects. So we have, you know, anybody who grows anything is getting an assist from bats.
This is called the bat detector.
Contrary to popular belief, bats are not blind. Their eyesight is actually pretty good. But at night, they navigate in flight using a system called echolocation. They use their sensitive ears to listen for objects and bugs that reflect back their high-pitched chirps, which we can hear in this device.
What is that?
That's his echolocation calls coming through.
Sturgis and her assistant, Sherry Keene, are caring for about 30 orphaned, injured, and sick bats this summer.
Hungry eye.
And these are all this year's orphans.
When they start to feel well enough to fly, she moves them to this screen pen in her backyard so they can develop their flight skills. She plans to release Shaggy, a red bat, tonight.
He came in as an older juvenile, and we've just been waiting for him to exhibit really good flight skills.
Sturgis wants to make sure he has a good meal before his release. Later, as the sun sets, it's time for the bat to return to the wild.
Bye, Shags. Be good out there.
But Shags doesn't want to leave. He would rather sleep after a big meal.
So, I think what I'm going to do is probably put him back in and let him nap for an hour or so, and I'm going to try and release him again later on tonight. Because he has to go. He can't live here.
Sturgis says Shaggy's chances of survival are good. Red bats are common in the area. One last bat nap in captivity, and then it's off again into the wild. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.